Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, if investing is your hobby, what you need to do is go get a hobby. Because investing is not a hobby. It really isn't. Investing is something that you deliberately do with a planned strategy to get you to a certain place or a certain result. That's what investing is all about. It's about taking what you have, putting it to work for you, and then getting the returns that come from those investments. But a lot of people treat investing like a hobby. They treat it like, actually, I think they treat some hobbies more professionally than they treat investing. So here's where I'm going. At one time, back when I was physically able, I liked to play golf. I did. I loved to get out on the golf course. I'd love to chase that little white ball around the course. Sometimes it went where I was trying to hit it to. Sometimes it didn't get there, and I had to go find that darn thing. Sometimes I didn't even find it. I had to drop a ball. But golf, to me, was something that I did to alleviate stress. It was something that allowed me to step away from everything that I was doing on a daily basis and allowed me to decompress a little bit and to decompress with other fellow golfers and put ourselves into a place that was fun, that was enjoyable. See, that's what a hobby really is. A hobby is something that gives you a distraction from what you're doing. Now, some people look at investing like a hobby. As a matter of fact, some people stumble onto investing like they would stumble onto a hobby. Probably the same way I stumbled onto playing golf. You know, somebody invited me to go play a little golf. I found out I was terrible at it. But I also found out that, you know, I could get a little better. Maybe with some practice. Maybe if I went to the driving range. Maybe if I went to the putting green. But for me, the importance of golf was just that. It was causing me to step away from the stress and all the other things that I was dealing with in my life. And I treated it as a hobby. I wasn't great at golf. I never intended to be, because I was not willing to put the work into making my golf game better, making my swing better, making all the mechanics of what you do in a golf swing better, understanding that the clubs are all different lengths, and it's all designed so that you can have one standard swing, and that just by changing up the clubs, you're going to get a different result when you hit the ball. But it takes practice to do that, to be better at it. So the people that play golf for a living, the professionals, they don't treat golf as a hobby. They treat it as something different. And I think investing is the same way. I think you have to treat investing as something different. I mean, if you're dabbling in the stock market, I mean, let's say you take, I don't know, $500 or $1,000 and you put it aside in a trading account. And then you decide, you know what? I'm going to buy a stock because I think this stock is going to go up. And essentially what you're doing is gambling right now. Because you probably didn't do the research to determine whether or not that stock was a good play. Maybe you just got some feedback from something you overheard at work, or maybe you saw something on the internet that made you think, oh, you know, the stock value is probably going to go up on that. Or, you know, maybe you've been looking at GameStop stock and you're trying to figure out how you can make money off of that. Maybe, you know, buying into the rise of the stock, maybe shorting the stock. There are people that treat real estate investing as a hobby. There are people that treat it as a second or third thought. They don't give it a whole lot of credence. And those people are the people that tend to have all of the bad results. They're the people that tend to cry about how difficult real estate is. They're also the people that tend to have these crazy stories that you hear that real estate is too risky, or it takes too much time, or you need a fortune in order to do real estate correctly. It's because they don't know what they don't know. Because maybe they had somebody casually tell them, well, this is how you do it. But maybe that person that casually told them, hey, this is how you do it, they didn't have a fundamental understanding of how to correctly invest. Now, when it comes to real estate investing, I think that every real estate investment that you make is an investment into a business unit. That's what I like to call them. I like to call them business units. So every house that I own is a business unit. When I bought that property, I made sure that property was renovated to a standard that I set, which protected me in multiple ways. First of all, it allowed me to attract the best residents because I had the nicest place in the neighborhood. It also protected me against future maintenance because I went through and I took a look at everything that could have the potential to go wrong in the next 5 years, and I addressed it. I either fixed it or I replaced it. And that keeps me from getting crazy phone calls at all hours of the night because something went wrong, because chances are if it went wrong, the resident may have broken it, in which case then we need to have a conversation. See, real estate, when correctly done, is a business. Whether you have one single family house or you have 10 apartment communities, it is to be treated as a business, not a hobby. Come back from the break. I'm going to share with you somebody who's treating it as a hobby. It's going to blow your mind. Stick around.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So real estate investing shouldn't be addressed as a hobby. I know that there are people that stumble upon real estate investing, and they do it the way they approach a hobby. They have an interest in it. They might read a book about it, or they might go on the internet and check a few places out. And then they might get to that point where they actually try and do it. they actually engage in the hobby. For some people that involved with real estate, that might be along the lines of, hey, that house looks kind of ugly. The houses around it look kind of pretty. Why don't we buy that house? And then we'll just fix it up. Can't be that hard, right? And then maybe we could sell it, or maybe we could rent it out. Yeah, what I'm getting at is that is a recipe for disaster. If you're making it up on the fly, if you're figuring out how to do it as you go about trying to do it, that indicates to me that you're treating it as a hobby, that you haven't taken a serious look at what you're trying to achieve, that potential investment that you're about ready to make is not tied to a strategic goal that you have set for yourself. And maybe you think, well, but wait a minute, I set a goal. I want to make money. Well, that's a dumb goal. It really is. I want to make money. Okay. And here's why it's dumb. And I'm not picking on you, because you probably agree with me at this point. You have to understand where you're trying to get to. Now, just the goal of making money? Well, that's not enough. It's not enough, because it's missing key elements. Such as, how much money will it make for you? Do you know? Have you researched the market to determine what the value of that property would be if you fix it up, let alone do you understand what the costs are associated with doing the renovations? Do you have a team available to do the work for you? Or are you going to be like most hobbyists? You're going to do all the work yourself. And by the way, what skills do you have to do all the different works within the trade? Are you also going to market that property yourself? Or are you going to hire somebody? And if you hire somebody, do you know who you're hiring? Do they have expertise in doing whatever it is you want them to do? See, real estate investing is a business. And if you don't treat it as a business, you're going to get burned. You're absolutely going to get burned. So what I promised you in the last segment was I was going to read you something that I found on the internet. Yes, I went back to one of those blog sites where, you know, people just like lay out their life like this is what's going on with me. In a blog post, people they don't even know, looking for information, looking for feedback, looking for somebody to answer their questions. But they don't necessarily know if the information that's coming back to them is qualified, because they don't have the proper education to rationalize that. All right, let me get into this thing that this gentleman wrote. Now, this is a person that lives in Los Angeles County. And I can tell that just based on all the data that's associated with this post. Here's what they say. My family, well, actually, he says, before he says my family, he says, hi, I hope everyone is well. As the title suggests, basically the title of his post was COVID non-payment moratorium, State Bill 91 questions, tenant issues, rental assistance program. So in this email, he's going to ask a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff. And keep in mind, the topics that this person is bringing up are topics that have been brought up and discussed in the real estate communities ever since COVID-19 hit. I mean, what do we do with residents that can't or won't pay rent? What protections are there for residents? What protections are there for owners? How do we work in this environment? Okay, let me get into what he wrote. So he says, as the title suggests, I'm experiencing issues with a tenant in regards to the whole COVID non-payment legislation passed, and had a couple of questions. My family also has not had formal education and is not familiar with general details and responsibilities of being a landlord. I'm just going to stop right there. Because right there in that sentence, this person addresses the elephant in the room. This person, unbeknownst to them, is identifying why they're having all of these problems. My family has had no formal education. Now, I'm assuming that what they mean by that is they haven't bothered to learn how to invest correctly in real estate. And part of how to invest correctly in real estate has to do with operating a property. operating that property efficiently and effectively, providing a great living experience for a well-qualified resident that has good earnings, good credit, no issues with the law, who wants to live in the nicest place that they are able to find, and that happens to be your property. And you have to understand what that looks like. You need to be correctly educated on how to do that. Now, it's not like you need to go to Harvard or Stanford and get your baccalaureate degree in business finance with a concentration of real estate law. No, it's not that complex. But what you do need is you need to invest in a qualified education that's going to give you all the fundamental information that you need so that you can move forward with your investment correctly and get the returns that you're looking to get out of that investment. Education is key. It is absolutely key. You know, I just want to give this person a hug because they go on to say this, not familiar with general details and responsibilities of being a landlord. What? You're engaging in a business transaction with somebody else. You're providing them clean, functional workforce. Well, let me take that back. I don't know that this person is providing clean, functional workforce housing. I really don't. All I know is that they have somebody living in their property and they're having issues collecting rent. Here's where it gets interesting. My family has been renting to a couple for a good amount of years. They were family friends. Oh, there's a red flag. Don't rent to family and friends, remember? And we have given them a house to rent at 40% market price. 40% below market price? Man, they better be good friends. All right, we come back from the break. I'm going to get more into this because you need to hear what right sounds like.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So as we were going to break, I was sharing with you a posting on a real estate message board from somebody who lives in Los Angeles County. Now, I'll be the first to tell you that landlord protections in California are not as strong as they are in other states. So, as a result of that, there are people in California that have a little more difficulty managing their properties and managing their residents than maybe people in Texas do. It's just the way the law is written. But I'll be the first to tell you that even though we have laws on the books, real estate investing is really a people business. And it's a service-related business because you're providing clean, functional workforce housing to a demographic in our population that absolutely desires it. They want a nice place to live. They want a place to call home. They want their piece of the American dream. And they don't believe that they absolutely need to buy the piece of real estate to get that. And we provide that for them. That's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, I don't mean that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited from the standpoint of we provide housing. No, what Lifestyles Unlimited does is we teach all of our members how to go about doing this the correct way so that for every asset that they invest into, they're investing into a business unit that's producing returns for them in accordance with their overall game plan, which has them set up where they want to be in the future. Those are called goals. They're objectives. You know, the big one that we tell all of our members is that be focused on retiring in the next 5 years, because it's absolutely possible. I'm going to get back into this post because I feel bad for this person. I really do, because they just don't know what they don't know. They've been going about renting out a house in Southern California, and they've been doing everything wrong. And this guy admits it in the blog. He's asking for help. But the part that stands out to me is that this person doesn't realize all the mistakes that they've made, but they're all clearly right in front of me. So I'm going to share this with you, and we're going to continue to break this down, because I want you to learn from this. I want you to understand that what this person is going through is not what a Lifestyles Unlimited member goes through. And I'm not saying that we don't have issues from time to time. Yeah, we have issues. But because we're properly educated and we understand that operating our real estate business is just that, it's a business. It's not a hobby. We get it done correctly. So here's what the guy says. Let me just backtrack a little bit. My family's been renting to a couple for a good amount of years. They were family friends, so they're renting to friends. And we have given them the house to rent at 40% below market price. 40% below market price. So let me just address that. Let's say that house could command $2,000 a month in rent. Now, I don't know where in LA this thing is. I don't know what the rents are. I'm just picking a number out of the air. Say it's $2,000. What this person is saying is that they're willing to rent it for $1,200. And we don't know why. Maybe it's only worth $1,200. Maybe it's been run into the ground and that's all you can get for it. I don't know. But the fact that the person says that they're renting out an asset 40% below market price tells me they're doing this as a hobby. They're doing this as a secondary thought. I'm not even sure that they understand that they can make money in real estate. Let's go on. Oh, this is where it gets really bad. We had a lease signed, but have long since been mismanaged and lost. What? You lost a signed lease? You mean that document that qualifies your relationship between you and the resident and the property? That legally binding document that says you'll do this and they will do that, that you could take to a court of law and enforce if you have to? You lost that? Oh, here, it gets better. No doubt it expired 3 to 4 years ago and is on a month-to-month basis or word-of-mouth agreement. Yeah, that's usually what happens. When leases expire and the owner of the property doesn't say anything to the resident, essentially what the owner of the property is saying was, okay, what, you can keep living there under the terms of the lease that was in place. But I'll tell you this, going 3 to 4 years on month to month, that's messed up, man. And there are laws out there in certain states that give the residents the upper hand. And I'm not going to get into all that stuff, but just the fact that you don't even have a current lease on the property tells me that you really don't know what you're doing. You're treating this as an afterthought. You probably put more attention into taking the dog for a walk. I don't say that to be mean. I'm just saying you're not treating this as a business. So then they go on to say this. We have one tenant's legal name, the one on the original lease, but none of their IDs or information beyond their plate. I'm assuming the license plate. So at the end of the day, this person doesn't know who is living in that property, except for maybe one person. Then this person says this. They previously paid rent fine, except a couple of months they missed and were late, but no big deal to us. What? Are you kidding me? They didn't pay rent and you were okay with that? You just gave them a pass? Oh man, you're having a hard time. Oh, don't worry about paying me. Yeah, or maybe you were late. Oh yeah, you got your rent in, you know, 20 days after it was due. I mean, come on, man. Really? I'm guessing you have some type of mortgage instrument on this property, or maybe you don't. Maybe you own this property free and clear. And even if you own it free and clear, you still have an obligation to pay taxes, and you have you don't have an obligation, but if you don't have insurance on that property, because nobody's making you have insurance, you're setting yourself up for a big, oh no, event in the future. So then this person says this, and this is where they get in kind of the meat and potatoes of what they're kind of asking about. And they've already missed the boat. They need, what they need to do is they need to get into lifestyle so we can teach them what right looks like. And then they can turn around and go, oh, we need to fix this. So here's the rest of the email. Then came COVID and they stopped paying rent without telling us. Family trusted them and did not verify they were receiving payments until a couple of months ago. Really? You just told me they weren't paying rent, and now you're telling me that you weren't even aware that they weren't paying rent because you weren't even paying attention to it. They had paid 6 months this year within the protected COVID timeframe. We brought it up to them, and they mentioned they were protected by new legislation, State Bill 91 and prior. I'm assuming that's something going on in California. They mentioned they have rent money, but want to hold off for the government subsidy, the rental assistance program, the COVID rent relief program. I speak to them regarding this, and they ask us to move forward with the rent subsidy. I read over some details of it, and it appears that we have to forfeit 20% while the government covers up 80%. I'll tell them my family will not be okay with that and would prefer rent in full. Oh, really? Getting a backbone now. Stick around. We'll read the rest when we come back.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So the point I'm making to you today is that you cannot invest in anything as a hobby and be effective at it. I truly believe that. I think that if you're going to invest in something, you need to take it absolutely serious. It needs to be something that you keep on your mind, not something that you do from time to time when you have a little downtime. Investing needs to be serious. And a lot of you, you know, you're investing, you're saving money in a 401k or an IRA or whatever you're doing, and you're allowing other people to earn fees by trading in those accounts and hopefully position you correctly. That's what you choose to do. I don't think that's an effective way to get yourself retired. I think an effective way to get retired is to invest in real estate. But if you're going to do it, you need to be educated correctly, and you need to approach each of those investments as an actual business unit. And it does take a little bit of time and attention. It doesn't take 40 hours per week. Not like what you're doing for your job, but it does take a little bit of time and attention. So I've been reading to you this letter that was posted on a website with somebody from Southern California that's having some significant problems with their real estate asset. And as I continue to read through the information this person is providing, I'm realizing that the real problem is with the owner of the property. They've taken their eye off the ball. They've taken their eye off the prize. They have not educated themselves on how to correctly operate a real estate asset. And they're complaining about, you know, now the resident doesn't want to pay the rent. As we went to break, I read this line. I'm going to reread it again because I think it bears note. The resident had indicated to them that they were going to stop paying because of COVID, and there's rental assistance programs out there and things like that. So this person says, I speak to them regarding this, and they ask us to move forward with the rent subsidy. I read over some details of it, and it appears we have to forfeit 20% while the government covers up 80%. I tell them my family will not be okay with that and would prefer full rent. You know, you just said earlier in the email they hadn't paid for a couple of months. Yet here's a program that will at least provide 80% of the rental income. And you don't want that because you want the whole thing. Yet you were willing to walk away from full rents for several months. It was like an afterthought. Now there's a potential solution on the table, and it's not everything in full. So, okay, let's see where it goes from here. The tenants, the residents, said, we are lucky to have paid 6 months while others have paid zero. They threatened me and mentioned they could also pay zero and we would wind up getting nothing and would not be able to evict us. So up to 80% is better than 0% of that money. Yeah, okay, so I kind of understand the residents' perspective, but I also think the resident is getting a little big for their britches here. And then it goes on to say this. They also say that the government will penalize us for not participating and government will not allow us to recover missed rent during the protected period, even after the moratorium. I don't know where that's coming from. Even though they have paid 50% of rent owed, they demand that we report receiving only 25% so that they can take advantage of the rental assistance program. Folks, right there, that is called fraud. What was just discussed is called fraud. And you don't want to be a part of fraudulent activity because nothing good comes from defrauding other people, the government. It doesn't matter. Do not ever get yourself into a situation that this person has gotten themselves into. So here's where the person they're getting unhinged, okay? And this is where all of those really juicy real estate nightmare stories originate from. This kind of problem, which is all based on the fact that this person is not properly educated on how to own real estate assets, and they're not properly educated on how to operate those assets, because the majority of these problems could have been resolved 5 years ago, yet they've taken their eye off the ball. They just, somebody's living in our house over there. Yeah, they pay us once in a while. That is not an investment. That is called charity. It is. It's charity. And if it makes you feel good and that's what you want to do, go for it. Now, I am not in the business of real estate investment for a charity. I am providing clean, functional workforce housing to a population of Americans that desperately desire it. I am providing a service. And in exchange for that service, I expect a certain rental payment. I expect that payment to be made by a certain time each and every month. If that payment doesn't come in by that certain time, I follow up with my residents and I say, hey, just checking in. Is everything okay? Which is usually their trigger point to say, oh, darn, forgot it was the first of the month. Pay immediately. That's how I do it. And I take care of that property. I keep it in peak performance because that's what I'm offering in the form of my trade. I have a signed lease, which spells out all the terms and conditions of our relationship. This person doesn't even have a signed lease. And well, they allude to having a signed lease 3 or 4 years ago, and they don't even know where the original copy's at. Now from here, it just, I'll tell you what, time to get the tissues out because here it comes. This is a very infuriating situation. We are a family that gives to the community. We aren't rich. We have housed these people at a loss from the graces of our heart. And now it feels they are trying to strong arm us into programs that only benefit them, threatening us if we don't comply. We don't believe we want them to be tenants anymore, but we are sure they will take advantage of everything that comes their way. If we don't cooperate, we believe they will bleed us dry, assuming additional extensions of protections. Our goal is to recover all the non-paid rent money and evict the resident, but part of my family is just wondering if we should just take all the hits and move forward with the COVID relief program. Yeah, you're feeling the same way I am. You've lost control of the situation. You have to regain control of the situation. You have to figure out who's living in your house. You have to figure out what the laws are regarding their occupancy of that house, because they've been there for a long period of time. You may need to have a conversation with a real estate attorney that understands tenancy and eviction laws, because it sounds like right now you need some good, solid advice. That's not a situation I would be a part of. Kind of sounds like maybe you just kind of rolled into it based on, because this person references their family. So I'm thinking this is like, you know, maybe one of the kids and maybe the parents were doing this. But this is a big time mess, especially in the coronavirus environment. And I'm not suggesting this person becomes hostile with the residents, but this person needs to figure out what their legal rights are in this process, because they've allowed somebody to stay in their property. And although this person may owe back rent, you have to determine whether or not you'll ever get it. And you also have to understand the laws in LA County with regards to what you can do to remove these people from the property. You need a solid education. You need to understand what real estate investing is all about. You need to get solid information about how to go about the investment process, which is not just finding great deals and renovating great deals and putting great deals back into service for great people to find to rent. It's the whole operational piece. See, real estate investing, it's really a business. It's a business that will change your life, but you have to understand what you're doing. You can't just walk willy-nilly into it, because you will have problems. Now, if you want to understand how we do business, if you want us to show you the preliminary information on how you can get started correctly investing in real estate, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.